Hello, in this podcast we have two thirds of the brand new Compass Network directors. Joining myself, Dan Taylor, is Kyle West. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. So we're going to jump straight in because I think we've teased people for long enough about what is coming and what we're doing. So what exactly is Evolution?
Evolution started as pretty much an idea for a viral marketing strategy for Compass, actually. I don't think we ever anticipated it was actually going to become like the tagline, so to speak, for or the description for what we were doing for the entire thing. I imagine that we would have moved off it sooner than we did, but it just seemed to catch on, and particularly once you put a hashtag in front of it, like that's it. You've got something special. So hashtag evolution became our thing. It pretty much describes, well, what's happening with Ten, isn't it? We were called the ent it was called the Entertainment Network. I'm saying it now because it's not us. It was the Entertainment Network, but there was only scripted material really going on there, for the most part.
And basically, we're moving away from 10 almost completely, other than really the community that exists before. We hope are gonna jump ship with us, in a month. Is it a month? Almost a month? Just over a
Yeah,
month's
just over
time
a month,
now,
yeah.
when we launch as the Compass Network. So, what exactly is that?
Well, I would like to just to bring us back slightly, I like to think of this whole thing as Pokemon. All right. That's how I think of it.
You
You got
would.
you got 10, it's like having a little Charmander or something, and then it's gonna one really bad CGI effect on your Nintendo DS, it's gonna evolve into something bigger and more awesome. And that's what Compass is. So that's how I always try to picture it in my head. So we're still 10. We are 10.
It still
But
has
we're
the same values and the same
yeah.
kind of ideas behind it, but ultimately it's just evolving, which is where I guess evolution came from, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, and I mean, it's essentially, like I said, still doing what we were doing before, but doing it bigger and doing more things as well, like which are in the same. We talk about entertainment. There's so many different mediums of entertainment. You've got you got your podcast. You got a video. You've got as far as I'm concerned, a blog is entertainment, really. People go online and will spend a night reading funny blogs or wherever blogs fit their mood and. It still has its script stuff, but there could be a lot of prose writings as well, or just in anything that anyone could get entertainment from, really. Photography, anything. Essentially, that's where we're going to step in and say, well, we're like a hub for all that stuff now.
Obviously, Alden is the third piece of the puzzle, as far as the three of us is concerned. And he's going to be dealing very much with the script-based products, and you're going to be doing audio. That leaves me with video. Woo-hoo!
I like to think that we all, Alden's very much, the script stuff is his baby, and rightly so. This is what, he's already got a foot in the door in the actual, which is exactly what we're trying to do for the whole website, but I think me and you are just sort of covering all the other stuff because carrying the other one along, trying to get these things done. But I think like where evolution actually came from as well, just the actual concept of what we're doing now. I think you think back to when Tom East decided that he was going to focus on some other projects, and it was kind of a case. It was like, right, so what are we going to do now then? And I think I remember when I sort of said, right, I'm going to chip in with what I think should happen next, and they're probably going to tell me I'm fucking crazy, and no one's going to agree that we should do these things. And I was actually amazed that we're all on the same wavelength. Like everyone was like you were like, yeah, I'd love to do a place that was doing more
Well,
podcasts
the
or
thing
stuff like
is that we all had basically the same idea, once Tom left, and it was Tom's baby, wasn't it? 10, really,
that.
and it probably always will be. And we felt that to basically compete with, with the likes of MCP and the other networks, we've got to do something different, to basically stand on our own footing. Because while it's not about competing, obviously, to basically so the community is shared evenly, and so we're all getting the exposure
Competing for members, really, I suppose, is what you, in a sense, it wasn't it? That's what we were doing before, and like, we were never on the same platform as any of these other sites. Like, it was always a fragmentation. What you always get an instance where there's a big website or forum, whatever, and then you've got where it's splintered off into other smaller places with smaller memberships as a result. And I think you were the same as me in that. And I was like sick of trying to fight for the same kind of, for the same people, really.
Yeah.
Like, why are we all, you know, you think just in our little corner of the World Wide Web, or on the line, as they say in the trailers for the internship. Yeah, I love that gag. You know, we've got all these different networks, which in my head, you know, the numbers get bigger and bigger, and I was like, why don't they should be condensing, if anything, and just fracturing the readership or the membership base even more. And I think for us then it was like, well, you know what, let's just move, let's keep our foot in there still, you know, let's keep one foot in that door, but let's try and, I don't know how many feet we've got in this analogy, but let's try and stick our feet in.
Well, Alden's got two, you've got two, and I've got two, so we've got
there
six.
There we go, I'm sure we've got. So I think, yeah, it was a case of we just wanted to do something new, didn't we? We wanted to do something fresh, a little different. You know, some of the other sites have dabbled in some of the mediums that we're going to be doing now at Compass, but I think we're the first ones to say, actually, that's what we do now. You know, it's, if you look at some other websites where what they do is they have scripted shows, but they'll do a little bit of podcasts or a little bit of opening credits, stuff like that. But
it'll be supplements to the product that already
but
exists.
At Compass, what we do is we do podcasts. We do video shows. We do, you know, we do scripted stuff, you know, all those things. That's what we do. We're not, there's not one we do more than the other one or whatever. They all have equal... an equal relationship thing going on at our website.
And they each have their own place to be, you know, that they can each be a product in their own right rather than just being supplements. They can be as well, like, you know, I'm sure you'll do stuff with Nightshaven, and I think Dex is thinking of doing stuff with Caden Falls about having, you know, other stuff interlinked, as, you know, the other websites have already done and have, we've already done in the past. But at Compass there is, you know, an importance as much on audio and as much on video and anything else than there is on script. Because as we were kind of talking about a bit before this, obviously Tony Black did a blog on medium.com, which I haven't read, but you have, which very much talks about, you know, audiences and, you know, in a forum membership and, you know, obviously talking about fragmenting that. I think that obviously must come into it. All pulling for the same people is only going to, you know, fragment that, you know, community, you know, even more. But yeah, no, it's interesting to talk about. Right, so what type of programming is going to be available? We've kind of already covered it, but let's kind of do a rundown of everything that we're going to be doing.
Obviously we've got scripted content that's going to be both original and
derivative.
I'm trying to think of the words.
And obviously we've got comedy and drama and anything really involved.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
And obviously, you know, 10 very much launched kind of the webisode format, and, you know, we're keen to kind of still roll with that.
Oh yeah, it's definitely coming over.
Yeah.
Got some audio projects lined up.
That breaks down obviously into non-fiction podcasts, so that can be, you know, anything really, talking, you know, politics or current affairs or more entertainment related. You know, it could be TV, film, or sport, which obviously we're dabbling in a bit.
Yeah, you know, and a hopeful plan is that these audio shows will make their way onto iTunes.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they can find an audience there. I mean, like you said, it's not just a case of having like creative work, as in, like, you know, stuff we're making. Like the podcast will be about, like you said, the news or stuff like that. You know, stuff, things people might just want to listen to. It's not all just about creating shows like sci-fi shows or stuff like that. You know, it's in some instances we're just going to be chatting and seeing if people want to listen. But
obviously that's part of it. Is obviously we will hopefully be doing scripted audio series as well. You know, we haven't currently got any really in the pipeline at the moment, but obviously, you know, there might be people out there listening now that think, oh, well, I'd like to do that. And that's the idea. At the moment, obviously, we're still based at 10, and you can currently apply through that system. But when we obviously move over, there'll be a whole, I guess, forum pages, etc., of how to apply and do these types of things. And it, you know, don't feel like you can't do it. I think everybody can do it. There is always, this is the idea, is there'll be something here for everybody to do.
We're also going to have some video content. Not 100% sure if we'll have anything for launch day.
Yeah, but that's obviously the toughest medium that we've got to work with, really, because we've obviously scripted. Obviously, people are doing it already, but no one really produced entertainment in the way that, you know, we have, and the likes of MCP and stuff, the way we produce that kind of thing. It's not really like you've got anything like that in, shall we say, real life. Or obviously in video, you've got TV and film to compete with, and obviously people's expectations of, you know, production values are going to be slightly higher than they would be on, say, an audio or on a script base. So I think it's definitely the toughest one to get involved in, but anybody that's up for the challenge definitely should.
No, definitely. You know, we're not, you know, we're just trying to, like you said, encourage people to learn, and we'll come on to that in a little bit, like, and we're not expecting bloody Oscar winning stuff from the get-go, you know? I mean, that would be nice, actually. That would be good publicity if we somehow managed to help produce an Oscar.
Imagine if Sam Mendes gives me a call tomorrow and goes, I would love to do a series for you.
Okay, sorry, Sam, you need to pitch through.
You've actually got to do the same as everybody else, a quality award.
But it's not just programming, you know, it's just the written stuff, it's the blogs, it's the, you know, having regular weekly blogs discussing, you know, could be writing or it could be gaming, you know, these kind of things that we've discussed. And
I think that's something I'm quite excited about, is making, I guess, you know, blogs and kind of editorial columns, kind of just the words just gone straight out of my head, but basically where they'll be able to be a part of this as well. Everybody I'm sure has had their own blog site, but unfortunately, you know, there are very few of us that get the kind of traffic that we would like onto those sites. And so the idea is that there'll be a place on Compass where, you know, if people want to, you know, read blogs or editorial columns or whatever, they can do. And then there's also webcomics and digital novels and other kind of visual storytelling that you can kind of think of. So I know there's a few people kind of interested in kind of going down that avenue.
Yeah, and you know, like, we're not expecting, you know, some of these things are not going to be there on the site when we immediately launch, but you know, the first 12 months are going to be fantastic fun, because those things are going to start trickling out, and we are going to start finding audiences for things that maybe, you know, you talk about what is evolution. I mean, the idea is here that I take Knights Haven as an example, which is just right now is sitting on, it's on the Entertainment Network, which is a script network. The only people that are really going to stumble across it are people who have come here to look at script shows. But it could be that someone's come to look at, like you said, an online comic, and by chance sees Knights Haven, thinks, oh, the name might be cool. And they might read it. You know, you're getting people crossing platforms and to check things out. So that's, hopefully it's something that's beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, well, obviously you've got to think that, you know, the YouTube community is just so massive, and, you know, it goes on. You know, they probably get more hits a day than, I don't know, maybe Facebook does. Maybe that's not. Maybe that's not a statistic that's true, but.
We just make up our statistics, yeah.
but the idea is that, you know, we will be putting stuff on through YouTube, and obviously the kind of audiences that they pull in will then hopefully come to, you know, the main website, and they'll hopefully then find other products that will interest them, that they might not even know interest them, because, you know, they've never come across it before. You know, you ask the average person, you know, in the street, what's a virtual series, or what's, you know, even a web series, they might not even know what it is. And most people know what YouTube is, so you'd hope that they'd get there and it all kind of works in a nice kind of pattern. People get to the right place eventually. Which hopefully is us. So how will people be able to pitch their products? That's quite a difficult question at this stage for us.
Yeah, I think you can answer it as well. So.
As I said earlier, obviously at the moment, if you want to propose a product, even if it's not something that we've already mentioned, maybe you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, I would love to do this, but I've never been able to put it anywhere, or I've never been able to get the kind of readership or traffic that I want. The idea is that hopefully we'll be able to provide that for you. As I said, at the moment, you can pitch, as it were, through our current 10 forum. We have a kind of evolution forum called Project Proposals, where you can put all your pitches in there, anything that you want to do, or obviously you can personal message us on that website. So either myself, Kyle, or Alden, or three at the same time would be even better. And obviously we'll look at it and consider it and see where we can go from there. As Kyle's already said, at the moment we're not expecting Oscar winning material, so don't feel like, you know, your product isn't good enough, or you know, your show isn't as good as this or as good as that. You know, give it a go. You never know, we might just say yes.
Yeah, you know, we're not, like I say, we're not being too, obviously there is quality control, but we're not, you know, everyone starts somewhere. So even if you've never done anything before, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you know what, I finally want to give it, I never wanted to try one of the script shows, but I've got a great idea for a podcast, then just suggest it, you know. We might let you run your own podcast show, you know.
And literally podcasts are endless as well. You can do it on anything. Like, you know, you can talk about EastEnders or something. It doesn't really matter. You
oh
know,
God. All right. I know I said everyone should pitch whatever they want, but if we end up with an EastEnders podcast show, I'm probably going to blow my brains out.
Well, the soap opera audiences are very constructive.
This is true. Let's get a Corey one going. I used to watch that. I can talk about Coronation Street.
No. And obviously, when we go over to what will eventually be thecompassnet.com, obviously there'll be ways to apply over there, and hopefully it'll be quite clear for you, and you should be able to, you know, pick it up quite easily. We want it to be as user friendly as possible, so fingers crossed it will be, and you'll be able to pitch and kind of propose your ideas to us, and we'll go from there. Obviously, it's kind of something we talked about a little bit earlier, but is Compass branching away from the VS community, or is it simply extending it to new mediums?
That's 100% the latter. You know, we're extending it into new mediums. We talked about that article that Tony Black wrote about how the, you know, the community is, the numbers are dwindling over the last couple of years, and we're going to help inject blood into it, you know, fresh blood into it, and make people sort of try things out they haven't tried before, or give them a platform where they could come to Compass for that new cool YouTube show that we've started that has taken off, and people have clicked on the link back to the Compass, and then they've seen, they're like, oh, what the hell's a webisode series? Like a scripted? What's that? Let's try reading that. And before you know it, that show could have a new reader. And we're not moving away from the virtual series community at all. You know, we're helping it adapt. We're in 2013 now. You know, I think we're probably almost closer to Christmas and New Year's for like 2014 than we had to at the start of this year. And you need to start thinking of new ways to do things. You know, is having a site that's focused specifically on scripts and script writing, is that site ever going to prosper the way you want it to, when there's already, I mean, you think that, well, there's five or six just in our little corner of the internet, there's probably a million more scripted shows, networks on the internet we've never even discovered. So I think we're, like we said earlier, we're just going to be a hub for everything, you know. We still welcome virtual series, you know. Alden is spending a lot of time focusing on getting that part of the website perfect, that just to help people potentially go into something professional, you know, and that's the hope with us. We're gonna be a fun website. Compass for me is great fun before we've even launched it, you know. I'm loving it, and I'm loving the material we're gonna be able to put on it, but I'm also loving the opportunities that I know it's gonna give people, you know.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, there will be opportunities from Compass. I think it'd be fantastic if we talk about podcasts again, if we had a podcast show that took off on iTunes or something, you know, and people from everywhere would listen to it. That'd be great.
Yeah,
you know?
And obviously that's, you know, that is a possibility, particularly for ones that obviously exist for, you know, say like reviewing films or talking about TV shows or whatever. Obviously, they can actually become really popular, because obviously, just take, you know, Doctor Who as an example. You know, there are millions and millions of people that watch that. And there are thousands of them that come on the internet and talk about it, and they, you know, they watch everything about it, and they listen to anything connected to it. And, you know, they could, you know, we make a podcast about Doctor Who, chances are they will find it some way. And hopefully they'll listen to it, and then they'll listen to more, and they'll read more, and they'll watch more, and, you know, the whole thing will go from there. But yeah, I think that it is difficult because we're coming up now really to 10 years since the community that we're a part of at the moment kind of was created through MCP. And it's quite scary in a way that really the community hasn't grown as expansively as we would have hoped it to. I kind of said earlier, I think it's always a case where if one person joins, you know, two people, you know, might have gone their separate ways or not been quite as active as they were. And obviously I don't mean literally joining the forum, I mean joining in an active, you know, capacity. You know, and I can think of, you know, various people over the years from MCP and even from 10 that have gone that don't post as much as they used to or at all. And that person has been replaced, as it were, but not added to. You know, you just think about the original kind of MCP members. Kind of, I think I kind of came on about 2006, it might have been. So, you know, there was a number of people there that actually aren't part of the community now. So, but obviously, as I said, people have replaced them, but it's not really ever expanded and got bigger.
Yeah, just been keeping yourself afloat, isn't it? But not,
yeah,
not going any further than that. Like, so, I think to keep the VS community going, we've had to extend to these new mediums, you know? Because for me, we look at MCP, for example, are very specialist on their, and they're focused, you know, on their writing side of things. And they do the podcast like I said earlier, about supplementing them. You know, they have a lot of their podcasts are about the writing process or, you know, how to end a show, how to start a show, those kind of things, which is fantastic. There is definitely an audience for those things. But then for us at 10, do we want to be fighting for that specific audience when there's already a website that's doing that very well? Like, you know, and I think for us, yeah, we just move away from it slightly, try and pull people from other areas of the internet into what we do. Because like you said, media is so huge. And yeah, it's probably the most popular thing on the planet, you know, the whole medium of entertainment. And we've just got to be able to drag them to, hopefully, to Compass. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and hopefully through that, the whole community as well. What do we, as Compass, want to achieve within its first year? And we now get into the questions where you really had nothing written for them.
Yeah, there's no, even if I tried to prep, there wouldn't have been an actual answer anywhere for this. Because I think we can 100, you know, we can honestly say we haven't written a 12-month plan. We don't know.
No, it's not. Ultimately, it's not a business or anything. You know, we're not going ahead here with, you know, a business plan and 5 years down the line and we're doing this and doing that. You know, we're taking it one day at a time. At the moment, all we're focused on is August 10th, which is our kind of
launch date.
That's all we're concentrating on at the moment.
Yeah, and I think, but if I was to sit, if I was to lay here and say to you, where would I want us to be in, what would I want us to do within our first year? You know, I'd like to think we'd have a couple of video shows with not necessarily running every week for 52 weeks, but that have a
that would be
bloody hell. To have a season or two in the bag. I'd like us to have some to really have at least one or two podcast shows that got a name for themselves that hopefully have a nice big audience. And I just hope that really I think after 12 months, I just hope we've built a platform from which we can really start to grow on. I think, I don't know what your opinion, hopefully it's similar.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Obviously, you know, we're talking about being a platform for people that want to do, you know, whatever they want to do. Obviously, initially, it's going to look like a pretty bare platform. You know, there's not going to be a whole load of people, you know, looking at us straight away. You know, we're very much relying on the support of our existing community that we're a part of to hopefully support us, which will then projectile us into the World Wide Web, and we'll hopefully grab from, as you said, other mediums and other places around the net, which hopefully in a year's time will then lead us to being, you know, a really good solid platform for people to, you know, come and create and produce their own stuff, and for people to be watching it or reading it or listening to it and loving it and talking about it, and hopefully it will be, you know, a name that people know.
Yeah, and you know, I always think it's great with Alden that, you know, he, and it's frustrating, but so it's great that he can like be like, you know, I've got to pull this show offline now, there's a good chance this is going to get made, you know, and you're thinking, oh, we've lost a show, but then you're thinking isn't that fantastic that something's doing online, and that's really like the thing for Compass, is that, you know, if in 12 months time someone says, oh, actually I need to take that really popular show off, you know, because someone's just seen it through this website and they want to make it professionally, and I'd be like, well, I mean, that's fantastic, like, that is, Compass will have done exactly what we want it to, you know. And if someone just want to use it as a hobby, fantastic, but hopefully some people can use it as a platform to actually potentially get something done professionally, you know, in the industry, which and I, you know, I'm very confident that will happen as well. You know, we've got the right people involved with this website, with this network. I'm convinced there will be, maybe not in the first year, but maybe in our 24-month business plan, we will hopefully see some stuff getting produced on a bigger scale than maybe...
Hopefully in 5 years we'll have a couple of professional credits, shall we say.
Yeah, we need to do that business plan.
We should work this out.
Just going to start a new thread in the...
the business plan. okay, a bit more familiar now. What scripted shows are moving from 10 to Compass with us?
Right, well, my show, Night's Haven, will be coming over. It's part of the launch week.
Yeah.
That will obviously fall under the non-original works, the derivative stuff.
Are you doing reruns and stuff like that?
The first season will be available. We'll be launching with new material from the get-go as well. So, like, the first 13 episodes will be there for people to read straight away. Mm-hmm. We've been re-releasing a couple of times now as we moved around networks. So the decision is that we want to get some of the new stuff out there now. You know, we've been writing the second season for like 2 years, so so there'll be new stuff for old fans and loads of new stuff for people who've never tried it before. We're also bringing over Caden Falls. The plan as of this recording is that it will re-release. It's already written material, which will then lead into new material. So that'd be great, and I think Dex got some great plans for how to sort of expand the experience of reading that, that show as well.
Well, that's obviously, you know, on new material, as it were, is coming up to its third season. So, you know, that's definitely a product that's been very, well, show, shall I say, that's been very popular already. So hopefully it will grab even more readers and, you know, over when it comes over to Compass that haven't seen it before. And that's the idea about, you know, almost rerunning these shows. I keep calling them products. I don't know why. and well, the idea is by re-releasing them, it will take it to a new audience, and hopefully they'll have new readers, which will kind of, I guess, inspire the writers to go on and do the next step, as it were. So,
yeah. Webisodes. We've taken a hit from what we did have to what we're taking over. Some stuff has obviously been pulled because, like, Alden's taken some from professionally and such, but we will be bringing over Stay Away from England. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming over there. We will be losing Inside Out, I don't know where that'll be finding a home, but Tom, I imagine, plans to continue that. And obviously the Marvel Origins, and just the Marvel-verse for the time being, I think is...
Taking a back seat,
yeah. And we've got an X-Men show.
Mm-hmm.
Still
in the wings.
Yeah, I won't divulge too much information on that one. So I don't think we've announced too much, but we've also got some original shows I don't want to name them at all, but I know that Alden's nice and busy developing stuff, and I think that's pretty much it for the material that's coming over from 10.
Yeah.
We're working on a lot of, which is quite a lot actually, when you consider that, you know, there is going to be audio content, video content. That's a healthy amount of shows to bring over.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, hopefully people will be pitching stuff to us that we will immediately be able to snap up and say, there you go, run with it.
Yeah. Obviously, the Marvel verse is something that a lot of time was put into from Tom and from Alden and kind of a couple of other people that worked on it. So it's not been completely shelved, as it were, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about everybody else, but hopefully it's something that we might be able to come back to at one point, or even obviously potentially through this new X-Men project that might be coming out hopefully later this year.
Cool.
What new products do we have to look forward to? There's that word products again.
You can tell you work like in a sales orientated job. Right, what new products do we have to look forward to? Well, I'm going to assume for the sake of this podcast that they've all been announced. So we've got the beautiful game.
Yeah.
Which will both of us will feature on, in fact.
Yep.
Which will focus on the lovely sport of football / soccer. Or whatever you want to call it, from whatever country you're from. yeah. So that will be a weekly show that will start, I imagine the first episode will probably launch on the launch day, actually.
Yeah, well, the first one we're going to record the week before the launch, so it will cover the Charity Shield match on that Sunday, as well as obviously talking about all the transfers and stuff that's happened over the summer. So as we head into that, obviously we'll have the first week will be ready on Saturday 10th. Hopefully that's the idea.
And football fans will check that out before the big games every week. So, I mean, I'm really excited about that show.
Yeah. You watch like hundreds of games a year, don't you?
Yeah, I lost track of how many. I mean, this past season I watched 100 and I think it was like 125 games.
Yeah.
From start to finish, like, you know. And I imagine it's going to have to be more now I'm on this podcast.
Yeah.
For me, that's exactly what Compass was, actually, which is, you know, expanding out and being able to bring some more of our other interests to the table. Because, you know, football, same for yourself, it's a real love.
Labour of love, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be fun things with that. There's going to be a fantasy football league going on which people can join, which we'll chat about. We're gonna have people on the show. You know, we've already got AJ Black signed up for it, good old Tony. Hoping to get some other guests on the show as well, so it should be great fun, hopefully passionate at times as well. I'm looking forward to having an argument with someone about about a player or a team.
Well, for the first show, am I right in thinking Pete's been confirmed for that one, is that right?
Yeah. He's unless something disaster happens, Pete should be on there to discuss his love for Man United.
Oh god.
Yeah, Man United fans. We've also got an audio
show. I'm on
show.
Swansea.
They're playing Wigan.
Are they?
Swansea. Yeah.
No, they're not. Well, Wigan's been.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, I thought you meant the actual charity, the Community Shield match.
Oh no,
you
no.
are right. You're right.
Yeah. No, I'm first game of the season.
We got a wires crossed. I was worried then for the authenticity of our show.
I just guess. But obviously, we've got lots of stuff going on within that. You know, it's not just the audio series. As you said, we've got the Fantasy Football League. You'll be able to play along with the weekly predictions that we make. So you'll be able to hopefully beat us. Because no doubt, because we're being recorded, we will be wrong every week.
I've set up a blog up already, which I'm starting to work on, throughhislegs.wordpress.com, cheap plug, that will cover sort of my own football thoughts as well, which will bleed in and out with the show that we've got going on. We'll hopefully be on Twitter, all those things, you know, people can just get involved, because football's such a big thing. But also, on top of that, we've got what's it's currently called From the Big Screen.
Yep.
A movie review, if you want to if you want to speak about that, tell us about it.
Basically, we're not quite 100% sure what days it will go out on yet. It might well go out on a Thursday morning, maybe, or even a Friday when the kind of new box office week starts. But basically, it's movie reviews, DVD reviews, just talking about film in general and about kind of what's going on in kind of Hollywood, as it were. That being kind of a loose term, not literally talking about Hollywood, but about kind of film and everything that kind of encompasses that. We've had one person that is interested at the moment of joining us on that show, but otherwise it's the two of us, isn't it? For at least the first couple of weeks, maybe.
Yep.
But obviously, you know, the same, obviously, with any podcast that we do, or anything that we do, in fact, if you fancy being a part of it, then obviously there's no reason why you can't approach the people that are behind it. So in this case, if you want to be a part of the video game or from the big screen, then obviously just give us an email or a message or whatever and say, yeah, no, I'd love to be involved in this, and then we'll see what we can do, because you really all you need is Skype, a microphone and being passionate about the product. See, damn it, gotta stop saying the word. Passionate about what we're talking about. So in this case, obviously we'll try and cover you know, reviews of all the big releases, as well as kind of talking about the box office, kind of top 10, maybe even talking about what each film is taking and what's flopped and what hasn't, and yeah, it'll all be good fun. I'm sure there'll be arguments on that as well about whether about whether Man of Steel was any good or not.
I've already had my arguments on Twitter and such about that, so. Hopefully for a video series, we're very close to hopefully sign up what I think is a great film review show.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak too much on it because, you know, we haven't
finalized it,
but I thought it was hilarious when I watched the pilot, so but I find those things quite funny, actually. But so we've hopefully got a video show lined up. Fingers crossed. Still got to speak to people, but maybe we'll be able to bring some people over who've got their own YouTube channels, and then who people we know who are trying to get into the business. I think that's a lot of the launch day material, not launch day, but launch week.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that there. So there's going to be plenty for people to keep them busy. And obviously we've had one or two pitches come in already for projects. So just see where it takes us, really.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have even more after this podcast goes out.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed.
Good idea. What else does Compass want to do? And basically this is kind of in relation to obviously the kind of education side of things, which we can't really talk about too much because that's kind of, again, old and kind of dealing with that. But obviously connected to that, is the buddy system continuing at all?
I think in its in the format that we originally created for the buddy system, we're holding off on it ever so slightly. At the start, the projects that were in that system are still going to be sort of looked at and nurtured. We're not ditching anything or anyone at all, so those will still be part of the process. I think Alden's really, really loves this idea that we can use this site to educate, and Alden's a brilliant person for the script stuff. He's a brilliant person to be able to like educate people on stuff. You know, this, you know, Alden's, he's there, he's in there, he's pitched shows to important people, you know. So yeah, we're still focused completely on education, not in a condescending way or anything at all, you know, like in a helping people to hone their skills kind of way. And but yeah, the buddy system, great idea, I think, that we put together for that. We always knew it was going to be a long process. We weren't going to start that and have a show 3 months later that was going to launch, you know. So we're still sticking with the shows in that, but hopefully we'll be able to give it a big push again once we're settled at the new site. But it's not something we're actively pursuing. But if anyone's has seen the format of the buddy system and wants to get involved in it, they should still contact us, and we'll see how we can assist.
Yeah, you know, the idea behind the buddy system was about you know, people that don't quite know where to go next, and about, you know, us being able to kind of pass on kind of the experiences that we have had, you know, in order to hopefully produce a show at the end of it. But obviously that's not always the goal. You know, it's about, you know, just generally developing people as I guess now we should call them producers, because it could be anything now.
There we go. We've decided on a on a name from producers.
Okay, and kind of last but not least, and I'm sure we've already kind of talked about it, but what are you most looking forward to?
Personally, I'm most looking forward to not having any restrictions. Like,
yeah.
If I decide that I want to make a little film on my iPhone and put it somewhere, I've now not got to hunt for a site that I think I'll probably be able to get some feedback from it on. You know, I know I can just do it all at Compass, and that's what I'm most looking forward to. I'm looking forward to some of the podcasts, which are just where I'm going to be able to express views and opinions. And like I said, the beautiful game for me is going to be, I'm hoping it's going to be some of the most fun I've ever had in regards to football, like, you know, and being able to really break it down and chat about it. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how other people respond to it. It's such, for me, it's going to be a really creative environment in it for anything. And I'm looking forward to just seeing what other people bring to the table, and because that's what we want.
Yeah, well, we've held the cards to our chest for a couple of months now, really, haven't we? And so it's been quite a difficult process not just to go, this is what we're doing, come sign up, do it now, go.
Oh, yeah, the urge is always there, isn't it? Every time you see someone asking, like, you know, is there any news? And it's like, because when are we, was it May, April?
Yeah, I can't remember where, Tom might have left at the end of April, I can't remember.
But, yeah, it sounds about right, so we're 2 months on now, almost. Like.
Yeah, I don't think we made any sounds, really, until kind of the middle of May, really. I think it was, sometime in May, we kind of made the evolution post, as it were, kind of as an announcement of what we were doing, but we were already kind of making noises, as it were, about what we were doing.
I think that's the key as well, is that people shouldn't see it as, you know, none of this has been rushed. This is like, this has been taking some time and making sure everything's right for it. What are you most looking forward to, Dan?
I'm actually really excited about the video products that could come out, you know, through this, because it's not really something that this community has really done at all. Obviously, we made the odd video credit, but that doesn't really, I wouldn't say that counts, I guess, because, as I said, that was more of a supplement to an existing product. You know, whereas people have got the chance now to create something that will stand on its, you know, own two feet and be a show, you know, with its own merit, and just people experimenting and doing stuff that, you know, that they're interested in, and giving it a go, I think is important, because so many times, you know, we think, oh no, we can't do that, or I can't do that, or I'm not very good at that, or I'm not as good as this person. But it's about, you know, kind of just testing the water and you know, seeing what it's like, and you never know, you might actually find that you're really good at it, and you might naturally be a really fantastic director, and you'll be the next Steven Spielberg. Yes, so obviously I'm really excited about, you know, some of the ideas, you know, I've got in my head related to that, and related to audio, and about, you know, kind of making them happen. But it's taking one step at a time and not letting my brain overload with too many ideas. And obviously at the moment I'm thinking about websites and emails and Twitter accounts.
Yeah, so much.
But actually, hopefully when that's over, I can actually start concentrating on some, you know, products of my own. Because obviously there's stuff that we're currently working on, or say I am currently working on. I'm working on kind of in tangent with yourself mostly. So, you know, maybe I might actually create something one day.
I'm confident you will, mate. You've got plenty going on. Actually, we just talked about the websites and stuff. I think we do an incredible amount of stuff already, considering there's three of us. Yeah. But I think our audience listening right now needs to understand that whilst Alden is an expert on the scripted stuff he's doing, and the network, you know, the actual industry contacts that he's going to bring to us, you're doing a great job with the web stuff.
From a completely amateur.
But actually understand nothing of any of that. So what my role is, I just pop into the forum and be like, Dan, have you done this yet? Or, yeah. Did you remember to do that? And they're like, oh, no, we'll get it done now. And I've hoped that that
Yeah.
my motivation will help
Well,
get stuff done, because I have not got the foggiest at all.
we've actually got a logo coming through today, so that was really exciting. That kind of made it real, didn't it, I think?
Oh yeah, definitely. As soon as I clicked on it, I was like, bloody hell.
Yeah, well,
It's actually.
for me, it was when the domain cashed out of my account. That was the real moment for me.
How long was 10 around without how old is 10? Is it like 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years and
Five.
not had domain.
We're off to a flyer already then.
Yeah. But now it's making that domain a website, isn't it? That's the problem.
We'll just have the domain, that's fine.
Yes, if there are any web designers out there that fancy doing some free work,
Yeah.
then please contact me now because Dreamweaver's not playing ball. What else am I looking forward to? The community as well, growing, hopefully. And, us hitting new records, as it were, in terms of, obviously on Pro Board, you get told how many members come on a day or the record for most users online ever. And that would be amazing if we could crack some of that.
I'm trying to think, what's the well,
So
10's record was, which I
100,
don't know how.
147 on February 20th this year.
Five to two in what was going on at that time?
Yeah, you can tell we are, basically vampires. The fact that we are all 147 of us were up at 5 to 2 in the morning.
Does that include guests then? Because there's only 107 members.
Yeah, no, it does.
I was gonna say we've lost 40 people.
It was probably 147 bots.
I hope they enjoyed what they were whatever they were reading. Bloody hell.
So Campus is launching on the 10th of August of this year. Don't ask what time of day because it would just appear sometime that day.
I think the 10th is a Saturday, so
It's a Saturday, so that's a
yeah, it's
great day
perfect.
to launch. Which other than the fact that I work on a Saturday,
Same, actually.
yeah,
It's my busiest day.
we didn't think that one through. And then that's the other thing, we talk about there being three of us. You've got, we I well I work a 60-hour week sometimes, and you do something similar. And Alden obviously is just recently graduated, and obviously he's kind of immersed into that world.
And a completely different time zone to
And a
us.
completely different time zone as well. So yeah, I think hopefully people will realize, and I know people that are obviously involved in the kind of running of MCP and the running of VPN and all the kind of other networks. They'll know kind of how difficult it is sometimes to put in the time and the effort that is needed. And obviously we know it from running 10. But it does take time, and it does take motivation, and people that haven't done that probably don't realize how much work does actually go into it. Not trying to kind of pull some kind of sob story here, but it's hard, guys.
I want to say this right now, actually, on air. We might be the Compass Net or network. We are not TCN, right?
Yes.
I do not want any flipping letters or abbreviations. We're Compass.
Compass, simple enough, and not
Yeah.
even not the Compass really. Like,
No,
if you
just
want to say
Compass.
if you want to say the Compass Network, that's fine, but otherwise it's just Compass.
Yeah, I don't. We're not. No letters. We're just.
Yeah, that'll
We've
be
got a name.
yeah. But yeah, so 10th of August 2013, which really isn't very long away, is it?
Give the reason for
Yes,
the
obviously,
day.
yeah, there is a reason. If you put it into numerical kind of date, it obviously comes to the 10th of the 8th, 13. The 13 really is irrelevant. Well, it
Just throw out one third of the middle of the day.
is. Yeah. 10, obviously, the references there is obvious, referencing where we've come from. And 08 is obviously when 10 launched back in 2008. So that's kind of where we got that kind of date from. So the 10th of the 8th, 2013 is the new launch date for the Compass Network. That's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's not very far away at all.
You know when we were talking about launching in like June? Do you remember that idea statistic? And Old was like, no, September, October, come on.
Yeah, I got caught up in the
Excitement.
excitement. Yeah, I was like, let's just launch this bad boy.
And so that's it. Really, we're done kind of telling you all about what's coming up, but we haven't quite finalized everything yet. But hopefully you'll all be along for the ride with us. So it's a goodbye from me.
Oh, sorry, and a goodbye. I didn't want to say goodbye.
I
And a
don't want to
goodbye from
say
me.
goodbye.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you on August 10th.
See you then.